Today, as all week, the lectures have been supported in part by the Malcolm Anderson Lectureship Fund, which is held by the Chautauqua Foundation in memory of a longtime Chautauquan and former trustee, Malcolm Anderson. It is my pleasure to introduce Strobe Talbot. Strobe is president of the Brookings Institution, one of Washington's oldest independent think tanks. Prior to his position at Brookings, Strobe was director of the Yale Center for the Study of Globalization, which he joined Yale after serving as Deputy Secretary of State in the Clinton administration from 1994 to 2001, with a portfolio focus on policies regarding Russia and the former Soviet Union. He entered government after 21 years as a journalist for Time magazine, where he served as editor-at-large, thank you, Nancy Gibbs, where he served as editor-at-large and foreign affairs columnist, Washington bureau chief for 5 years, diplomatic correspondent, State Department correspondent, and Eastern European correspondent. Talbot has written extensively on diplomacy and U.S.-Soviet relations, including a series of 3 books on U.S.-Soviet arms control. He has twice won the Edward Weintil Prize for Distinguished Reporting on Foreign Affairs and Diplomacy. His contributions were also cited in 3 Overseas Press Club Awards to Time. While this is Strobe's first visit to the institution and this platform, he is no stranger to Chautauqua. He was a member of Chautauqua's delegation to a conference in Jūrmala, Latvia, in the Soviet Union in 1986, where he made a substantial contribution on our discussions with the Soviets on the subject of arms control.